But one of the things that I'm most excited for, and I wanted to let you know that I'm very excited that a internet celebrity, international internet celebrity by the name of Big Fatty, is going to be visiting Minneapolis the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Big Fatty is going to be in my fair city on business, and he dropped me a line. He said, hey, I'd like to extend my trip by a couple of days and would love to spend some time with you. So I'm very excited about that because Big Fatty and I will be having a gay old time here in Minneapolis. I've got some things on the docket that we're going to do and experience, and hopefully we'll have a lot of fun. I know I'm really looking forward to his trip.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm very excited.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1493 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. Big Fatty's gonna tell you about his trip, and we are going to remember more about 56. Hello, Camisolas. Big Fatty, we need a Camisole.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well.
Y'all, let me tell you. Big Fatty is off. He is off to the Twin Cities today. Y'all, I'm flying out of Charleston about 11:30 a.m. in the morning and flying into Atlanta, changing planes there. And then I'm going up to Minneapolis. Y'all, it's a coal mine trip. And I'm going up there to meet with some folks up there and tour the headquarters and then do a little... you know how I went down and visited down where was that? Miami a while back and toured the cruise ship and all that kind of stuff? Well, I'm doing the same thing with a paddle wheel ship this time. And, y'all, it's just going to be lovely. And, y'all, so I arrive later this afternoon and will be picked up at the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And, y'all, then be whisked to the hotel. And, y'all, then we've been promised cocktails and appetizers, heavy horse d'oeuvres, if you will. And what else? And just a kind of a get together, you know, a travel day. You know, you don't want to plan too much on a travel day because everybody gets in at different times and everything. But Big Fatty will be in at a good time, and then we'll get up on Thursday morning and have ourselves some brofkas, and y'all, then we're gonna go tour the headquarters and have a little lunch, and y'all, then we're gonna transfer back to the hotel, and y'all, they've got activities planned for us. We had a choice of a tour of the Mill City Museum, or we could do a Segway tour. Now, would you like to guess which one Big Fatty chose? Big Fatty, I hope I know what it is.
I'm sure you do, Poodle.
Big Fatty went with a Segway. Big Fatty, it's mechanical. It's a recipe for disaster.
And y'all, then that evening, y'all, we're going. We are going to evidently it's a fancy-smancy restaurant up there in the Minneapolis. It's called the Bachelor Farmer.
Big Fatty, are you sure it's not called the Gentleman Caller?
Hopefully there'll be some of those up there, too. But, y'all, the Bachelor Farmer restaurant, y'all, in fact, I wanted to go over here and pull it up on the www.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared.
But y'all, I thought I'd just kind of kind of look and see, because I think their menu changes often, and I meant to go Bachelor Farmer. There it is. And, excuse me. We're just going to go over here and just take a look at what they have to say. And here's the menu right here. Yes, Big Freddy, let's look at it. The food. Y'all, fall 2013, we update our online menu weekly, but our restaurant's menu changes daily. Okay, y'all, here's some of the... here are some of the things they have for appetizers. They have the bib lettuce, goat milk cheese, cider vinegar, and walnut solid, roasted fatback, ready, apples, butternut squash, aged cider vinegar, pine tar syrup, and almonds. They've got sugar and salt cured king salmon. They've got the walleye fricadella. I don't know what the fuck that is. And they've got the old water poached chicken. Big Fatty, that's you. The old water poached chicken. then they have different kinds of toast. Then the entrees are the poached chicken eggs with braised beluga lentils. They've got the market fish. They've got the grilled pheasant sausage. They've got the... What the fuck is that? The roast duck breast. And then all kinds of sides. The beets and the butterball potato. German butterball potatoes. Wilted spinach. Gratin of winter boar kale. And warm popover with honey butter. And for dessert, y'all, the best part, of course, the bay leaf flan. The warm apple currant pie. The... Valrhona Araguana chocolate mousse, or the cake to share. Y'all, it is a angel food cake, vanilla cream, rhubarb preserves, and dried fruit compote. And, you know, it says it changes daily. Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Anyway, so we're doing that on Thursday night. Then Friday morning, we get up, I have our breakfast, and y'all, we're going down, and we're going to tour the American Queen paddle wheel ship. It's highfalutin, y'all, and having lunch aboard there, and then they are taking everybody back to the Aereo Puerto, except who will be transferring over to the old depot area of Minneapolis. Y'all, it's near the Minneapolis Eagle. And it's about a block away, y'all, or half a block. And so that Friday evening, I'll get checked in there. And you heard at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Laughing Buddha, you know, he is the official spam ambassador of the BFO. He's got to be on, he has a prior commitment that Friday evening, y'all, he's got to be on that Pink Wingnuts garage, the carport show. And y'all, he's going to be doing that. I don't know if we're going to go out and hoot it up on Friday night. If not, a Big Fatty will be at the Eagle. And, y'all, that is the last of the Italian spaghetti that I had for my lunch. And then I don't know what he's got planned, but y'all, he's evidently it's big doings for the weekend. Then on Sunday, he's got a special place for us to have the brunch that he says has a lovely spicy Bloody Mary, and you know, Big Fatty has just become a fan of those. And then y'all, he's gonna take me to the Aereo Puerto, and which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And then I'll be coming back to Charleston, and Larry Claw be picking me up in Charleston on Sunday night. Big Fatty, I don't know how you can cram anything else into that weekend. Well, maybe we need to do this then. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, hump day the 16th of October, we have not one, not two, I say chew, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, there's evidently a lot of fucking that goes on in the middle of January where there's nothing else to do. Because, y'all, today we want to send out happy celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's someone whose name you probably hadn't heard in a while. Y'all, it's that extra special Chris who is somewhat special. Big Freddy, you know, he is up there in the Connecticut. And he is up there, and someone else who is up north is y'all. We fucked it up last year. We missed the celebration of exiting the birth canal last year, and y'all just felt terrible about it. But y'all, we're getting it in this year. It is that Aussie Martinez up there, in the old cheesehead himself up there in the Wisconsin. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, our third celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's in Mexico. Y'all, he is my straight boyfriend in the arc. Y'all, it is the one and only, the old Mohawk head himself. Y'all, it is that knot. Big Fatty, you know, for extra special Chris and for... I could make something lovely for him to have, and of course, you know, for Aussie Martinez, it seems appropriate to have a cheesecake. And I know that Knott's not having cake; he's gonna be having pudding. Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. And, of course, last time we were here, that frequency had spotted me and the Vons, yo, 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 in that new movie Gravity. Big Fatty, then Gravity is still not your friend. Y'all, that frequency also spotted Big Fatty. It says, work it, Big Fatty, and it's Big Fatty... I don't know if that's a movie poster or what, but y'all, it says Big Fatty's new single, Work, Bitch. I don't know what that means. Big Fatty, neither do we. And y'all, then musing Mark, y'all, he spotted Big Fatty auditioning for a chorus line, and y'all, it's a fatty line. It says, "God, I hope he gets this job." And y'all, it when I saw it, it just made me kerfuffle like there's no tomorrow. You got to go look at that one. And y'all, then that Peter G in the classic sitcom moment, a joyful Mary Richards throws her hat in the air while some disapproving old cow sneers at her from behind. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, going back and taking a look at this 1956 book, Remember When? And, y'all, by the way, that Mary Tyler Moore, I think that was set in Minneapolis, so maybe we'll see where Mary Tyler Moore lived or something. Y'all, here's some cost. The cost of living in 1956, y'all, you're probably going to want to sit down when you hear this, because, y'all, these are the kinds of things that really let you know how old you really are. Y'all, a new house in 1956 would cost you $11,725. The average income... in 56 was $4,454 a year. A new car, you know what a new car would cost you? It'd cost you $2,050. Big Freddy, average rent. If you couldn't afford that $11,000 house, you know how much you'd pay a month in rent? $88. Big Freddy. tuition to Harvard University. Y'all, you know, that's one of the top tiers. Y'all, $800 a year. Big fatty. A movie ticket, you know, to go to the picture shows. Now, this did not include your milk duds or your buttered popcorn. But a movie ticket would cost you 75 cents. Y'all, you know how much gasoline was back then? It was 22 cents a gallon. Y'all, the sad thing is, Big Fatty can remember when there was a gas war going on, and the gas was 15, 17, and 19 cents a gallon, depending on if you got regular or ethyl or premium. And so I can remember it even cheaper than that. And a postage stamp, you know, and y'all, you had to lick them back then, too. Big Fatty Volga, 3 cents. Big Fatty, they're going to 49 in January. It's true. Y'all, I've got some more cost of living things here, but I think I'm gonna save those, because those are fun. I like those. But y'all, what I am gonna tell you is my mother. You know, I mentioned that my mother sent me something, y'all, this is a student that obtained a 0 on an exam. However, it says I would have given him 100% for his wit. Here's the question and the answers. The question: in which battle did Napoleon die? Answer: his last one. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? At the bottom of the page. Big Fatty. River Raffy flows in what state? Liquid. What is the main reason for divorce? Marriage. What is the main reason for failure? Exams. What can you never eat for breakfast? Lunch and dinner. Big Fatty. What looks like half an apple? The other half. If you throw a red stone into a blue sea, what will it become? It will simply become wet. How can a man go 8 days without sleeping? No problem. He sleeps at night. How can you lift an elephant with one hand? You will never find an elephant that has only one hand. Big Fatty. If you had 3 apples and 4 oranges and one hand in one hand and 4 apples and 3 oranges in the other hand, what would you have? Very large hands. Big Fatty. And if it took 8 men 10 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 4 men to build it? No time at all. The wall's already built. Big Fatty, these are good ones. And y'all, the last one, it says, how can you drop a raw egg onto a concrete floor without cracking it? Any way you want to. Concrete floors are very hard to crack. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Y'all, I tell you what. Y'all, I'm really looking forward to this trip up to Minneapolis. Y'all, I'm looking at the weather, though. But and Wednesday, the high's 54 and the low's 38. Thursday, 56 and 38. Friday, 53 and... Oh, dear, I see. 53 and 37, Saturday 46 and 32, and Sunday 51 and 35. Big Fatty, you better pack your lined camisole for the trip up there. Y'all, I think I'm going to have to do that, but I'm sure Big Fatty will find a way. Big Fatty, you just want to rub 2 sticks together. Well, kind of like that. Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. I will be sending you a little show for Thursday and for Friday as well. And Spambassador, you want to say anything about Big Fatty's visit?
I'm very excited.
Oh, I am too. Do you need to go tee-tee if you're excited?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.